Well, my dear family, we have caught the enemy in the act. And you're going to get a demonstration of just how he uses communication between two people, how he puts a demon with filters in between two people to cause the other person to totally misunderstand exactly what was said to them, and to give him a sucker punch. So here's what happened. I was recording a message, and the phone rang, and I saw that it was a person that I know it's important to answer the phone. So I kind of hesitated for a minute, and I thought, oh, what should I do? I kind of panicked. I thought, should I stop recording? Should I call him back? So I decided I better answer it. And the recording was going on while I was answering it, but it took me a minute to figure out what I was supposed to do. Well, apparently that awkward moment was translated when I answered the phone into irritation to the other person. And they perceived that I was angry with them. Of course, I was not angry with them. I was still struggling with, did I do the right thing? But it's interesting because it caught the whole conversation on tape. Later on, I spoke to him and he said, I know you were angry at me. And I said, what? I wasn't angry at you. Well, I know you were angry at me. And I said, wait a minute. I have recorded this whole conversation. When you called, I still have it. I didn't delete it. I want you to listen to this and tell me if you still think I was angry at you when I answered the phone. So that's how this conversation ensued. And I'd really like you to hang on to this one, because this is the devil's tactic with everyone. So this was the phone call.
Hey, I hate to bother you guys. Did it pick up a yellow and black light from the first night we were stuck and a piece of metal with a pulley? They were left right by the stuck zone, and they completely vanished.
No, but I would call, Brother Leo and find out if he picked him up and set him aside. Now, I was just a little concerned because I didn't hear that he had gotten that communication. So I said to him, if that's okay, Mike, I'm recording a message right now. Now, I didn't hear an answer from him, so I didn't know if it was okay or not. But I just went ahead back to the recording. Well, he came in about an hour later, and we discovered that he heard something totally different than what I said to him. I could tell from his voice and what he said that I was angry with him, that something wasn't translated right, because I was not angry with him. So fortunately, we recorded the whole thing, and he got a chance to listen to it. And after he listened to the conversation, he said, I have no idea how I got the impression that you were angry at me. I didn't hear that at all. He was shocked. So here's what he had to say.
When I called on the radio, Patrick and I had spent an hour and a half getting tools and ropes and lines and connectors and tree savers together, and we couldn't find one last part. So we had... The first night, a light went missing that we put on the ground, and I thought someone picked it up thinking we forgot it. So I thought the same thing happened to this one piece we needed to complete what we needed to pull the tractor out. So I called Claire on the radio, and I knew they were in prayer, but it was a little bit later, so I figured they were done. And she answered and said, maybe call Leo, he might know. And that was fine. And I asked her again, does anybody in the room, did anybody say yes? And her response sounded so annoyed, almost disgusted, that I would even call at that time. And I just put the radio down. I looked at Patrick, and we just didn't get it. And right away, I cleaned up for the night because it was getting dark. But it sounded different. Then I come to her house later, and I wrote to her about it. I talked to her on the phone about it, and just brought it up, and she didn't know why I would have thought that. So I came down and she recorded that because she was recording when I made the call. And it sounds nothing like what I heard on the radio. Not even remotely close. There's no tone, there's no disgust. But I know what I heard, and it was totally different. And we're bringing this up because it's a very good example, especially being recorded, of what the enemy is capable of to cause misunderstandings and to cause division. And we know he does this, but this is the first time we have ever had an opportunity to have dead proof. I would have sworn to God that what she said to me earlier was really out there, really not herself at all. But in the end, she recorded it, and she did. She wasn't in any way unkind or impatient with me at all. But I thought she was upset with me, severely, because the way she spoke on the radio when this happened. So it's a good example of what the enemy can do. So we got together and talked about it. And it's kind of blowing my mind because this is proof. I know what I heard, and this is not what I heard. So the enemy is either changing my hearing or changing her voice at that moment. I don't really understand it, but hopefully this will help a lot of you to be very careful before you think what somebody else said or did that might have offended you, when in fact they may have not done such a thing.
Yeah. That'll be my next message.
Wow, that is freaky.
I know.
It's just disturbing.
It's been going on for such a long time. It's about time we finally get a grip on it.
Well, I'm sure the Lord allowed this for that reason. I mean, and I'm deflated right now because it's been so hard, so it hit me extra hard. And that's what I didn't like. I'm like, why is this bothering me?
It was a sucker punch.
Yeah.
Ah.
You just sounded, oh my gosh. I wish I had a recording.
Yeah, well, we got it now.
That we'll probably never have the other side, but it was so different.
No.
And I was in a good frame of mind. There was nothing in me. Me and him were just about ready. We had everything done. I made it back with the groceries.
All right.
Truck didn't break. We were on a good note.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's scary.
Okay, right. Sweetheart.
Let me give you a hug. I'm going to take the books.
Okay. I'll show you where to put them, okay?
Oh, okay.
Well, just as a side note on all of this, if you ever decide to live at 9,000 feet in the remote wilderness, you better have a mechanic on board. First, you got the car stuck, which is kind of like a truck because the way it's modified it. Because it's a spring thaw, and it turns to squishy mud here when there's a spring thaw, and it's gushing down the mountain. And the mud gets very plastic, and you just sink in it. So first he got his car stuck, and then he got the tractor to pull the car out, and the tractor got stuck. Oh, joy. So this had been going on for like 3 days, and it was quite an ordeal. We learned a lot, though, in the midst of it. But the best thing that we learned is how the enemy distorts conversations to set people up to be alienated with each other. Dear ones, don't let this happen to you. Be really careful. And one note, Mike and I have been friends for a long time, and all through that time, he's always said, yeah, I know you were mad at me. And most of the time that wasn't true. He's found out when I'm angry, he'll know it. It's not anything like that kind of a mild reply. I get pretty upset. And I've only gotten angry, I think, maybe a couple of times. But the thing is, he interprets things as though I am put out with him and angry with him. And now we finally caught it. That there's some kind of a filter that the demons are using to cause the conversation to have a tone to it that's nothing like what it is in reality. Watch out for that, guys. This is one of Satan's major tactics to alienate and divide. God bless you, family.